I want to welcome to the show iconic comedian Louis Anderson. He is a 3-time Emmy Award winner. His career has spanned more than 30 years, and he was named by Comedy Central as one of 100 greatest stand-up comedians of all time. He is a best-selling author, star of his own stand-up specials and sitcoms, and continues to tour the country performing worldwide. It is my pleasure to speak with you and welcome you to WGN today.
Thank you, Lisa. That's my sister's name.
It's a good name. It's good. It's all good.
Pleasure to meet you.
I first want to talk about this intimate stand-up concert that will be at North Shore Center for Performing Arts. That's this Sunday, March 11th. And so, of course, I want to start out by asking you what made you decide to get into comedy.
You know, Lisa, the truth is I did it on a dare. A friend of mine dared me in 1978. And I said, I'll sign up. And I signed up for the next week and had all my family down and all my friends. You know, it was just going to be a one-time deal.
And did you...
on stage, and here I am.
So did you win or lose the dare?
I'm pretty sure I won the dare.
I'm pretty sure you keep winning and winning and winning. I know you had your debut on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. What is it that you love about stand-up? Yeah, I mean, you keep doing it.
You know, I think what it is the... I think what stand-up really is that I get to have the connection. There's no directors, there's no writers, there's no, you know, editing. It's just right there. You do a joke, you do a routine, you go into a subject, your audience is right there, you get an immediate response, you know what's going on, and I think that's really the best, that's the best case scenario for a performer. You know, it's like, I suppose for musicians too, you know, they get to sing the song and get the response right away, but the live performing trumps everything else. And I don't mean that in a presidential way.
No, I didn't. I certainly didn't take it that way. I guess there's something when you're on the stage live that anything can happen, whether you're an actor or a stand-up comedian. There's always that improv quality.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's always, like you say, like, you know, I'm always searching for the next greatest joke.
I bet.
So if I can find the next great joke, you know, I'll remember. I found it in Skokie. I found it, you know, like in Gipsy. I found it in, you know, Erie, in Minneapolis or New York or in L.A. And so you remember, you know, where you kind of had that experience or had that great audience or, oh, God, this was a great night. All the power went out and I did the show with the flashlight.
Well, we're hoping you find that next great joke right here in Skokie. You know that, right?
Me too, yeah. That's a great audience, I heard. And I'm really looking forward to playing there. I haven't been there yet. So, you know, I'll bring my wares and all my 40 years of stand-up. I just shot a new special called Big Underwear that I'll be performing a lot of material from that, all my favorites. And, you know, it's a show you can bring your mom to, you can bring your kids to, you can bring your, you know, your sweetheart to, you can just bring yourself to. The great thing about my stand-up is they're very welcoming and loving for all. And that's really, you know, been my signature my whole life, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, we will be a welcoming crowd for you. Here in Chicago, we tend to be generous and kind and certainly appreciative of talent. There's no question there.
You know, I really did a lot of work in Chicago in my career. The first time out of the Twin Cities was Ted Holm. He was a stand-up comic, he was a partner team then, and we played the comedy, I think it might have been called the Comedy Connection, but I don't know if I've got the name right because it's so long ago, but we all drove down from Minneapolis and performed, and God, we had the most wonderful time and all learned so much and stay friendly with people forever, and Chicago has always been like a second home for me.
Yeah, I love it here. How much of your show is on the spot? I mean, you can only plan so much, and how much of the rest is improvised as you go along?
Well, you want to give people a good show, but for me, even on The Tonight Show, the first time I did an improv joke, Donnie's monologue. I just said, I'm going to, my show is going to be about taking chances and saying stuff and making, you know, why not live a little, you know? If you're
sure.
going to do stand-up, you should, you're alive and well and you're doing a good, you know, it's such a great job. Why not take another chance and go, hey, what about this?
Right.
I mean, you know, what a great name, Skokie. You know, like I,
that's
when
true.
I just smiled when I said it. You know, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm on this tour. I have a new book coming out called Hey Mom, thebook.com or louiebook.com. It's get an advanced copy. It comes out on Mother's Day. And it's letters I wrote to my mom after I started playing her
in
the pro baskets I'm on.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, I am a big fan. This is season three. I can't get enough of you. If we talk about Christine Baskets, tell me about that character. And I know that your mom was the inspiration for that character. And more importantly, I marvel at the fact that you can continue to use your own voice and somehow... You know, you take it so genuine and so honest. This isn't an over-the-top. This isn't like Hairspray kind of thing. And that we buy into you. And how did you make this work?
You know, I think part of it is magical in the sense of, did you ever believe that maybe you're connected to something and you don't know why? I mean, I think my mom has something to do with it, but... You know, like, when I do the part, I always think, what would my mom do? And I always thought, I said, right from the very first day, I said to the director, hey, I'm not going to change my voice. I'm not going to cartoon it up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a real person, and I'm just going to bring as much humanity and love and funniness to this character, because she's quite a handful.
She
and,
is.
She's like a bull in the china shop, and
yeah.
And she's just trying to find her way. And I think a lot of moms are trying to find their way when they're being a mom, and they want one thing. They want their kids to have a better life, but they don't always know how to go about that. You know, they don't always know the best thing to do. And so it's, you know, it's trial and error. It's hit or miss. And the character keeps growing because of the great writing and the great directing of Jonathan Kreisel. And so I just keep taking chances. Last night, Lori Grenier from Shark Tank was a guest star on the show, and she was fantastic.
Oh.
I just can't tell you how fantastic she was and how much fun I had working with her. And that was an episode that was about Christine empowering herself.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful episode. I mean, I just have had so much fun this season, and I'm really looking forward to us getting another season so I can continue it on. But I talk about that I'll be talking about that in the show Sunday and you know, talk about some of the things that happen, because the character has some sort of magical thing that I'm involved with, but I'm more of a steward of than I take ownership of it.
It's got to be incredibly difficult to tackle this role of a woman for you, but somehow, some way, we all love Christine and we all see a piece of ourselves in you somehow. I don't know how you do it. Like you say, she is magical, and I'm so in awe, seriously, of that role and what you've done with it. And you know, the choices that you make is any of that improv during the show, those crazy fight scenes and what's going on with Zach Galifianakis? I mean, he is such an improv actor. I'm just wondering if this is all written in, or some of it you just take chances on set and they allow you to go.
I think it's both those things. You know, we have a script to follow.
Of course.
But it's more for the content than it is to be strictly following it. Yes.
Yeah.
Like in last night's episode, there were lots of improv things that I just I said, can I try this? And Zach, him and I will try to crack each other up or try to find the best place for the character. And God, he's such a trained, but casual yet performer, you know, he's just so great to work with, so down to earth. And yet I've had people ask me on the road, who plays the Dale character?
Oh, wow.
I go, it's Zach. And they go, oh, yeah, I guess I could see that. But, you know, he does it. It's two different people he's playing, and it's just fantastic. And so it's a show where everybody is not who they appear to be, but is embodying hopefully the love and humanity of those particular characters. And the writing certainly has a lot to do with it, and the directing, for sure. I'll go back to that again.
Oh, for sure. I also have to ask you about Martha. She's special as well. I was going to say, I mean, do you love these actors off set as much as you appear to on set?
Well, you know, Martha never did any acting to speak of, and she was Zach's friend, comedian friend, and she didn't want to do the show. And Zach really had to push and convince her to do the show, and turned out to be one of the best characters ever.
I agree. I totally agree.
I do too,
but I love you. I seriously love each person on the show as such a niche of their own. Do you feel like you personally have changed since tackling this role of Christine?
Yes, definitely as an actor I've changed a lot. And also, you know, I have this new added respect and awareness of how women and what, you know, I feel like I wish I would have been so much nicer to my mom.
Oh,
you know, wish I would have cherished her more as I, you know, I try to make it up to her with the role, because really, I'm really playing my mom in so many ways. And she had such a hard life, but she never gave up. She never even thought about giving up. And so I just thought, oh, well, women really do have this responsibility they take on, and regardless of the men in their life or regardless of the circumstances in their life, they just try to do one thing, and that's protect, love, and care for their children. And I just have so much, I get a little emotional because I had no idea that my mom, I'm a dumb kid and a guy. And we don't think, you know, women just seem to value life and, you know, cherish the lives of their children more than men do.
Interesting.
That's been my experience with, you know, having a mom with a, you know, my dad was a abusive alcoholic, and my mom really stood defiantly between him and us and took care of us. And I don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for my mom.
You know, amazing. Maybe in somehow, some way, she was vital in getting this role for you. Somehow, some way, she's with you the whole time.
I agree. I believe in that. You know, I believe in that stuff. I write about it in the book. And, you know, it's so great. The best part about the whole thing is how much the character seems to be connecting with people.
Yes, I agree.
And I just am having the time of my life, and so I'm really excited about, you know, coming to Skokie, and I'm really glad that you're a fan of the show. And maybe next year when we're shooting in the fall, you'll contact my people, maybe come out and, you know, visit the set. I'd love to have you. I love when people come out and visit the set.
I would kill for that. It would be my honor, my pleasure to even consider doing that.
Yeah, we would love to have you, because, you know, it's really important that, you know, to live the experience to the fullest. And so I love when people come on the set and see the thing. Some people don't want it because they don't want to believe, they don't want to ruin the magic. But I believe it's good to see it all.
Oh, no. I love to be a part of the magic. I'm thrilled to see you now. Every time you say Skokie, you make me smile. So I wish you congratulations on season 3, winning an Emmy Award, of course, for Christine. And I can't wait to see you on Sunday. And I will come run you down after the show.
Thank you. Please do, Lisa. I can't wait to give you a big hug. And I'll tell Christine you said a big hello.
Thank you. I'll tell her hello all by myself.
All right. Good. I can't wait.
Thank you so much, Louie. It's been my pleasure. I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Take care.